Among the various Gedolei Yisrael that we have been discussing, who were involved with the Sefer Oiches Tzadikim, and we started out, you know, throughout the weeks regarding to many hundreds of years ago, of great people who were involved. And last time we spoke about the Shloah HaKodesh, in fact also who brings down in his Maitik, and actually copies a number of essays and paragraphs from the Sefer Oiches Tzadikim, happens to be talking about the Midah of Vatronus, that person should be a Vatron, should not keep everything for himself, but should have an open heart and an open hand. One of the other interesting is Svarim, very Choshev Svarim, in terms of the world of Musar, quite later than the Oiches Tzadikim, but nevertheless in the 1700s, is the Sefer Shevet Musar. Sefer Shevet Musar is a Godel B'Yisrael by the name of Rabbi Eliyahu HaKohen. Eliyahu HaKohen is from Izmir, lived in Turkey. A great Baal Mekubel, a very Choshev Baal Darshan, who had the tremendous Yatid Yishmaya throughout the success of his Koyach HaDibur to be able to influence people and to bring them to tshuva. Rabim Heshev Mo'ovoin, it is said, that many, many people he was able to bring them back to the way that he was able to speak and had influence. As I said, he lived in the 1700s, actually in the late 1600s. He was nifted in 1729. So most of his life was really in the late 1600s. And wrote quite a number of svarim, something close to 40 svarim. Somewhere in the upper 30s, close to 40 svarim that he had written. And among them, many, many svarim regarding the union of tzedakah. He's very, very strong on the union of people giving tzedakah. Sefer called Shevet Musar, first of all, Bechlal, which deals with many, many areas. Shevet Musar, Sefer Musar. Sefer called Me'il Tzedakah, which focuses on tzedakah. And also a very popular sefer called Medrash Talpiyos. Medrash Talpiyos are basically essays, topics according to the Seder of Aleph Beis. For example, Aleph could be Avraham. So bring down many, many different sources regarding Avraham Avinu and so on. Many things dealing with Aleph, and then take Beis, take Yud could be Yitzchak, Reish could be Rivka, but also Nun could be Nochash, describing all the details that we find in Chazal regarding Enochash and so on. So many, many, many topics called Medrash Talpiyos. It's not a Medrash from Chazal, it's his own collection of research that he has done from all areas, Benigla, Benister, from the revealed areas and from hidden sources and so on and so forth. In Sefer about Medrash Talpiyos, he brings that in about maybe 300 different Mamorah Chazal regarding, as we said, Medrashim and so on and so forth. Also a Sefer called Medrash Eliyahu. Bechlal, his lifestyle clearly was a lifestyle of a person, if someone who, to give Musar, you would expect that he himself actually is someone who certainly should be a role model, and he was the highest role model for everything that he darshaned. A person who lived a life of abstinence, in the sense that he was poyrish himself from Tanugei Olam Hazeh, all in Yonim Hazeh, basically, most of the time he fasted, and everything that he owned, he gave away to poor people. That's the kind of a person that he was, and in addition of giving away everything that he owned, he himself was involved literally to go to collecting the dovis from Ashirim to be able to distribute it to Aniyim. So in addition of giving away everything that he had, but also he was involved physically and actively, seemed to raise money for Aniyim in many, many ways. So I just wanted to write to give you some of the Lashonis that actually the Chidah, of course, the great Chidah, writes about Rabbi Eliyahu HaKohen. Again, the Mechaber de Shevet Musar, the Chidah writes, Hoya apotropos godol Aniyim. He's a tremendous apotropos, a right-hand man, a supervisor, an administrator. He would go clearly collecting, you know, he said, Al Yad Mahagvirim, he says, V'chilik la'aniyim, and he would take from the gvirim and would distribute it to aniyim. The rabbim heishim ovim b'drashosav. The Chidah writes he was very successful in bringing people back to tshuva with his droshes. The toichoichosav and his toichocha b'mesek l'shoyne, in a very sweet way, in a very convincing way of speaking. So the Chidah writes that kvar bolo yodom b'Yisrael b'beisu yom Shabbos kodesh. He says achar. He says adrush. Apparently, one of the times, the various times that he darshan will be on Shabbos. And after the drosh on Shabbos, he says the Yid came over to his house, one of the listeners who were there at the time, Benoshach Yodov, the Chidor writes this, and he kissed the hand of Rabbi Yoa Koyin. Bomaloin, he says to him, Yedua lehevel harav, I want the Rav to know, Ki huha yimuchan lasas aveira, he says, I want you to know, I was ready to do an aveira. It doesn't say what aveira was, but apparently it must have been some sort of a serious aveira. I was ready to do a certain serious aveira. V'hayoy mazem, but today, bishomi drush, he says, Chazati boy, I heard the drosha, I was chayzer. He says, "Benifku chayinai," my eyes opened up. So in gratitude, he goes and tells this to Rabbi Yochanan personally, and he kisses his hand out of respect that his drosha really was matzlin from an aveira. So points out the Chidah. Bechlal, not only that, in the Sefer Mil Tzedakah, he brings out the point is that when you're dealing with poor people, people who are suffering, people who are in pain, various sorrows that they go through life, it's not just that if a person can help them out, you know, financially is one thing, but equally important is the words of chizuk, and that is something maybe you can't afford always to help somebody financially. Not everybody is a man of means, not able to do it, but certainly if you have a way with words, because Baruch Hu gave a person a tongue and a mouth, and be able to find the right words, words of chizuk, words of solace, words of soothing words, he writes, that's a very, very important thing. And he writes in the Sefer Mil Tzedakah, he writes there that Maisa Hoya, that was a Maisa, that through the words of Chizuk that he, Rabbeinu Eliyahu, gave, he was actually matzil a person from being a mabed atzmo l'das, from committing suicide. To extend the power of words, he says. And he himself writes this story. The story he writes, he's just going to read you a few four lines, that Rabbi Yoa Koyin himself writes how he was successful in saving a life. And he says, Omar HaMechaber, he writes, but the day have moved it. The mice happened with me, myself personally. A person who was really worried, he says, because of his doichik, because of his sorrows, his pain. He actually wanted to take his life. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, just had it this way that he spoke to me. I mean, it just happened that he happened to speak to me and pour out his heart to me. And I showered him with words of appeasement and words of nechama. So afterwards, later he told me what he intended to do. In other words, at the time that he poured out his heart to Rabbi Leo, he just told him that he has a lot of sorrows, he's undergoing a lot of pain and a lot of struggle, a lot of confusion, but he did not tell him what he had in mind to do. So Rabbi Leo, after he was successful in appeasing him and being menachem him, comforting him, so Acher Yomim Giluli Esliboy Sheilule Shepogabi. Had he not met me, the Yid revealed, had he not met me, Vinechamti Bedvarim, and I comforted him with words, Hoi Bedato Labedatsmoi. He revealed the truth that he was ready to take his life. So he points out again the importance of how someone can do so much chesed, just sometimes only with words. That's all it takes, just a little bit of words. And then, so he concludes in the Sefer Mil Tzedakah, so being just as he had a first-hand situation describing this, so he writes, therefore every person should be a vatran, he says, bedabra. A person should not be mitzamtzim with words. And when you're talking to people, he says, utilize all the words that you can. You can never say enough, he says, if you can find words of nechama to a person. Don't be mitzamtzim, he says, you should be a vatran. Give of your words, he says, when you find a person, odam oni v'doyeg, al yakpid devoroi, don't be makpid on your words, but rather, yarbe imoi bedivri piyusim, lefayis aniyim, ulanachim lemi shehudoyeg, and so on. Interesting thing is that the Sefer Mil Tzedakah, again, being that you see that somehow it seems that this Tzedakah was something which is a major, major thing in his life, that really devoted himself. It said not only that he gave his own money, but he really was matriach himself fully to see to it as much as possible to be mechazek in him. But again, also with words, divrei nechama, divrei pius, words of appeasement. So he writes in the Sefer Mil Tzedakah, he writes there that many times when a person finds himself in financial difficulties, so usually the person makes a decision, not makes a decision, he's forced to make a decision, he has to change his lifestyle. A person was accustomed to living a lavish lifestyle, and he finds himself in financial difficulty, so obviously he's going to have to cut down. But what happens usually, the area that he cuts down first is an area of tzedakah. It's not his lifestyle. Lifestyle comes second. In other words, if he has to cut down, if he has to make a choice where and which areas he's going to cut down, he says the area that he's going to cut down is going to be the area of tzedakah. His lifestyle, if he doesn't have to, he's not going to do it. Of course, if that's not enough, so he's gonna cut down not only in tzedakah, also in his general lifestyle. He's gonna live pushing, not in the same high level as before. But the first thing that goes is the tzedakah, not his personal life. The tzedakah goes first. So he writes, he says, well, in a certain sense, he might be saving some money in his mind. But you know what the emotional is? It's a person who thinks that he's going to be saving, he says, on the cheshbon of tzedakah, he's going to be saving, he says, similar to a person, he says, that when a fire breaks out, right, so he wants to extinguish the fire, so what does he do? He extinguishes the fire by throwing in a lot of straw. Now, you throw in a lot of straw, for the moment, it subdues the fire, but guess what? The straw itself takes fire, and now not only did he not subdue the fire, but at the end of the day, he even enhanced it, it began to burn even stronger. So it's the same thing also, he says, when a person finds himself in a situation and he thinks he's saving money, yeah, he says, on the cheshbon tzedakah, yeah, for a moment he's saving money. But the truth is, his total fortune at the end of the day is going to lose even more if tzedakah is going to have to suffer. Of course, if it is halachas, the person doesn't have to throw out his money. But a component, everything should go, you know, with the seichel, there should be a balance, you know, in a way that a person should know it's not just the tzedakah, you know, maybe if you'd live your life just a little bit lower, then you'd still be able to give a little more tzedakah. So the good is, but people are not like that. So he says, in their minds, they think that they have saved money because they have given less tzedakah. But all you've done is, he says, extinguish the fire, he says, using straw. For the moment, it appears that the fire has been lowered. But after a while, you see just the opposite. He did not accomplish anything. Not only that, just the opposite. Throwing in the straw even brought it, made the matzav even worse. Also points out a very interesting thing, Rabbi Yoah Cohen. He says that he was very makpid also to take up for the covet of Talmidei Chachamim. Many times he says people did not appreciate Talmidei Chachamim, but go even so far as embarrassing Talmidei Chachamim. We become a people, we're not learned. So he says, if anything, he says, I could not stand by, he says, to see a Talmid Chacham being ridiculed. And he said, and this was a myth, especially, he said, that he learned from his father. His father, he says, was very, very strong in the situation. He says that he would use the lotion. He would rise up, he says, and become like fierce like a lion to take up for cover of Talmidei Chachamim. So here I just wanted to show you where this is in another Sefer. Another Sefer, because he wrote close to 40 Sforim, a Sefer called Medrash Eliyahu. In the Sefer Medrash Eliyahu, he writes that he says, Adoni Yovi, he says, my father, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Lovash Bigdei Nokam. It's emotional. He put on the godim of Nekoma, so to speak. In other words, he garnished himself, right, and strengthened himself, machazik himself with strength and power when he heard a Rosh Echad Shebizal Talmid Chacham. This is what he calls him. Particularly Rosh of Mevaza Talmid Chacham, and there's nobody there to take up. Lohoye Ishim Chibiyodi. Nobody stood up for the cover of the Talmid Chacham. But my father, who Zal Kom Kenegda Vichrim, I put him in Chayrim. My father got up and put that Rosh in Chayrim. Not only that, the kibbetz kol chachma ha'ir, he brought together all the chachamim of the town, and he warned them that no Talmud Chacham should ever go to any of the simchas of this Rosh, shlo yelech shum Talmud Chacham to say sheva brachas. He said, leilomul b'neim, not even, listen to that, leilomul b'neim, if the children are born there to this Rosh Hashanah family, not to allow even mila for the children, v'loilig b'ay meseim, not allow the chedev kedisha. Not allow the Chevek Rishon to bury. You're mavaza Talmud Chacham, then you're cut out of Klal Yisrael. You're being ostracized, he says. V'loy laharis lem ezedin. He says, not to show in, not to deal with them. So he says, finally he says, when that happened, when that Russia heard that gzerah, when that Russia heard that gzerah, it didn't even take one day. Le'ova yoymechod, because he needed all types of services, and now he was cut out. Uboli hishtachvei sapai mor, so he came very quickly back to ask mechila, and very, very much he humbled himself, and he bowed down, so to speak. Then he's gavel degel atoira al yodoi, and the kovod of Torah, of course, became enhanced because of this demonstration that my father took up for the kovod of Talmidei Chachamim. So, b'kitzur, so it's very, very interesting. It said many, many things, new ideas that you find out, and certainly see very, very positive hanogas of Rabbi Yoah Cohen. The mechaber of the Sefer Shevet Musa mentioned that primarily, but of course, as we said, close to 40 Sfarim, Medrash Eliyahu, Medrash Talpias. By the way, just interesting thing, in Medrash Talpias, it brings a very interesting segula. Everybody can use it. And he writes, he has a Kabbalah, that if somebody loses something, we know there's a Zgula, but the Zgula that he writes, he has a Kabbalah, somebody loses something, she yadlik miyad shemen lilunishmas ramer balanes u miyad yimtso hachefetz. So in other words, so you do this, so he says, you light a candle, You light a candle, Ilunishmas or Mer Balanes, and you're going to find the Chafetz. This he has a Kabbalah in case you lose anything. That's interesting, Yediyah, that he brings to Mesh Talk. There are other schools, you know, that is, you say, sorry. Yeah, so Mr. Medrash. But what he brings is, this is his Kabbalah. Kabbalah was, light a candle, right? Light some oil. By the way, something interesting is that it is said that when you go to Kivrei Tzadikim, you ought to give it Tzadikim. And of course, when you go to Kivrei Tzadikim, what you hope is that the Schus of the Tzadik, you know, will be Megan on you. And sometimes even more, you hope that that the Tzadik will somehow maybe intervene in Shemaim, the Nishom of the Tzadik in Shemaim will intervene on your behalf. Now, there's sometimes a chance you go in the cave of the Tzadik, but look, the Tzadik is up in Shemaim. Maybe he doesn't always know that you're here. Maybe he doesn't always know that you're here. So there's a Kabbalah from Tzaddik, and the same from the Yisrach Moshe says, what you can do is like this. Every Tzaddik, no matter how long he's already in the Olam Emes, if you write a candle, L'zeichen Shmoso, it's a big schus. So he says, so when you go to a kever of a Tzaddik, so what you do is like this, you know, maybe the Tzaddik's Neshom is not down here right now, but there's, in our Beis HaChaim, there's all kinds of Neshom, there's windows floating around. So what you do is, you say like this. You go to a kever of a Tzaddik, and you say, the first Neshomah, that Nishamayim that goes to be my dear the Tzaddik, that I'm here, I'll light a candle for that Nishama. So he says hundreds of Nishamas are just going quickly because they won't have the schus. So they're going to be rushing to be the first one to be my dear the Tzaddik. So ultimately the Tzaddik is going to know that there's somebody there at the caver. So you say, light a candle. You say, you promise to light a candle on behalf of that Nishama that's going to be the one to be my dear the Tzaddik, that in fact that is here. Just the Gabruch, I just want to mention to you, you know, the various gulas, just then we'll move on, that the Chidor writes, b'shem his grandfather, the Chidor writes, that I heard, Shemati, that Bishas, he says, Shenoilad Yelad Echod Boy Biperik, he says, Lokach Zkeinoi Hanal, he says, Ishal was born, and my grandfather took out a Pesachumish, or a Tanach, and when his eyes fell on the particular word, Harageho, those who killed her, it's a posik, Harageho, his eyes, my grandfather's eyes fell on that posik. The pasuk is va'atzumim kol harugeho, va'atzumim kol harugeho. So he said that this child, he said, yemach shemoi v'zichrei. Child was born, and he called the child. The child was born. Who knows what the child? The child was born, and he said on that child, yemach shemoi v'zichrei, because he had opened up a sefer Tanakh and his eyes fell on the pasuk on the word harugeho. Then he asked him, why are you Makal? Why are you cursing this child? The child was just born. He didn't do anything wrong yet. So he says, look at the posik that my eyes fell on it. He says, Harugeho. Harugeho is Rosh Tevis. Hey Resh Gimel Yud Hey. Harugeho. Rosh Tevis, Hayelad Rosh Godel Yeh. He says, Vechein Hoya, writes the Chidon, that after 20 years, he says, my Zayde was long nifter already. This person grew up to be a tremendous Rasha. And my Zayde was able to see that already when the child was as young as he was, to the point that he already said that then, Machshu Mezichre. So that's very fascinating stuff over here. You know, there's many, like the Goyel HaGroy, which is known, you know, that the Goyen used to use when he wanted to make decisions. He wasn't sure sometimes which way to go. He would open up a chumish, and based upon the psuk, you have to know how to do it, by the way. It's not just I'm opening up a chumish. This is a very specific way. There's a sefer that came out a number of years ago with all types of details in terms of how to facilitate the goyel hagro. But it is said also that you have to be an odom choshev also, not just anybody can do it anyway. But you find Gedol Yisroel, you know, who had yedis in these things, would be mishtamish with the goyel hagro. So it's interesting to us in our time, very, very fascinating, that the time was that Reb Aaron Kotler, he came to Vilna, right, he received an invitation to come to America from Reb Moshe Feinstein. Not only that, the message was, Reb Moshe sent him a message that, as a matter of fact, that he arranged a visa and to be able to enter the United States, that Reb Aaron should be able to come to the United States. But Reb Aaron wasn't sure to make up his mind whether to go, in fact, to Eretz Yisrael. Imagine, it's not so posh. Reb Aaron came to America, you know, and started Siva of Lakewood. May not have happened. Would have gone to Eretz Yisrael. Would not have happened. He wasn't sure. Reb Aaron wasn't sure whether he would come to America or go to Eretz Yisrael. And here Moshe is sending him a hazmona. Right here, listen, he says, I'm preparing you. You have the right, you can come to America. All you have to come, do is come. But he wasn't sure to accept it. He wasn't sure. Maybe he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael. So he decided to do the Geirul Hagro. And he opens up a Chumash, Rabban. And guess what? He opens up a Chumash, the Pesuk says, Vayomer Hashem al Aharon, Lech Likras Moshe Hamidboro. Aharon is Aaron Kotler. Right, Hashem is telling Aharon, Aaron Kotler, Lech Likras Moshe, was Moshe, Moshe Feinstein. That Pesuk, you have the two names, the two protagonists. Aharon in the Pesuk, Moshe in the Pesuk. And guess what? America was a Midbar Ruchni at that time. America literally was a Midbar Ruchni, a spiritual wasteland. And he saw that message in the Pesuk, and of course we know that he went, and he came to America. Alright, so that's the Geirul Hagro, utilized by Rabbi Aaron Kotler. So let's go, Rabbi Isai, here to the Yorchid Tzadikim. Alright, we go to the Yorchid Tzadikim, and we are in the Yorchid Tzadikim, which is Daf Yud Aleph, Shar HaGaiva, this is Shar HaRishon. We are in Daf Yud Aleph, in the Yorchid Tzadikim that we're using. You'll find it in the middle paragraph, on Daf Yud Aleph, the middle paragraph, that Omer Rabbi Seinu, that Kol Mishyesh Boi Gasa Saruach, that any person who has Gasa Saruach Misgaive, right? Haughtiness of spirit, Gasa Saruach, haughtiness of spirit, any person who has Gaive is Kilo Oiver Avodis Kechovim. Chazal have compared Gaive to Avodis Zore. And this is based upon, because Ksiv Hochi, here the Pesuk says, in one place it says, Toyavis Hashem Kol Gave Lev, which is a Mishle. Right? It's an abomination. Anybody who has Gaive even in his heart. Anybody who has Gaive even in his heart. By the way, it's Kedai. We started Om Rabbi Seinu, but even Kedai a little bit higher up. Look, V'chein Hu Omer. Go find it a little bit higher. Because also a very important Nekudim. I believe maybe just we actually did not say we stopped a little bit earlier. So this we didn't say. V'chein Hu Omer. Start with a few lines above. V'chein Hu Omer V'avd Leschim Enu Amin. He says, Balagaiva he musa'avim ben Hashem. The Chatzidikim says that Balagaiva, right? Arrogant people are despicable ben Hashem. Now musa'avim has also another meaning. According to the Targum, musa'av means not only abomination. Musa'av means, the Targum says, to be distant. Somebody is a Balagaiva because your brother says, you know what, I don't want to be next to you. You cannot be connected to me. Misuavim is, the Targum says on the Pesuk in Mishle, Toyavis Hashem Shenemar, because he quotes the Pesuk, Toyavis Hashem called Givalev, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it a Toyeva, anybody who is proud of heart, called Givalev. The Targum says on the Pesuk, Toyavis Hashem called Givalev, Merach Kisei means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Merach Kisei Deloko. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Merachikim, called Derom Belibei. Person was Gaiva in his heart. So, Kisser, so a person who's about Gaiva is distant from Hashem. Or Chassadikim says, and guess what? V'hu nimser b'yad Yitzroi. Gaiva not only is an independent midero, but as a result now, he is given over into the hands of his Yetzer Hara. Why? Because ki ein ezer Hashem imoy. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu will not help him if you're about Gaiva. Asher hu tayav es Hashem, being that this person is conducting himself in a way which is a toyeva. Which means to say quite simply, because on the one hand, Chazal have told us that Yitzroi Shalodom, the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed, Yitzroi Shalodom is Mizgaber Olav B'chol Yoyim, the Yitzhar of a person is Mizgaber another memory, Yitzroi Shalodom is Chadish Olav. Yitzhar comes every day with new tactics, which means that even if you found a way to battle him, right, and you found a way, a strategy to overcome the Yitzhar one way, Yitzhar comes with new ways. And now you're Yitzhar, puts on a new hat, a new suit. Right? And now you have to find new ways, continuously. It doesn't stop. It's a non-stop milchoma. So what does the Gemara say? If the Yetzer Hara, right, he's such a fierce opponent, so what's the Yetzer? So the Gemara says, you have to do whatever you can to fight him. Okay, however, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you. Ilamolai HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizroi LaYuchal. As a matter of fact, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not help you, you couldn't. So the only way to do it is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person shouldn't despair. He says, I have such a great Yetzer Hara, such a big Yetzer Hara. I can't do it. That terrorist says, you're not expected to do it alone. You're expected to do as much as you can. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will step in and help you. So ultimately you'll be able to be victorious. But you have to do your chelik. So you say to yourself, I can't do it. You can't, and you're not expected to do it. But do as much as you can, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you. And certainly with the aid of Hashem, everything is possible. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu will only help you if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have a shaykhis with you. But if a person is a Balgaiva, so now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is distancing from him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is removing himself from him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu now says, I will not stand by your side. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not stand by his side, then he's lost to his Yetzer Hara. He has no Yetzer. That in fact is what the Yochai Tzadikim is now telling us. That he becomes Nimsa B'Yad Yisroi. That if he's a Balgaiva, he becomes given over B'Yad Yisroi. Ke'ein Ezer Hashem Imoi. Because Hashem will not help him. And if Hashem will not help him, there is no Yetzer. The Gemara brings down a pasuk in Kedushin. There's a pasuk that says, Sofer Rosho L'Tzadik. Rosho means Yetzer Hara. The Rosho, the Yetzer Hara is always Sofer. He's contemplating, looking to attack the Tzadik. U'mevakish L'Hamisoi. Hashem lo yazrenu b'yodoi, says the pasuk. Because Baruch will not allow it. So, the only way to be able to really block out the Yetzer Hara successfully is through Hashem's intervention. Right? And by the way, these words of the Orchei Tzadikim, that a person of Balgaiva will ultimately have to succumb and be caught up in the clutches of the Yetzer Hara. Because why? Because you don't have the help of Hashem. Those exact same words, the same idea as Mamish, is in the Shaar Teshuvah of Rabbeinu Yoina. In Shaar Aleph Oischov Zayin, Rabbeinu Yoina says Mamish is the same thing. Rabbeinu Yoina says there that a person who's a Balgaiva realizes it's not just the terrible mitzvah of Gaiva, but look at the consequences. The consequences is that you're going to be given over into the hands of the Yetzer Hara because the Kodesh Baruch will not stand by your side. And without the aid of Hashem, Yetzer Hara is too powerful. He's too big. He goes on and he says, and what does Gaiva mean? What does Gaiva mean? So he says, V'afil aloi nizgoy al shum odom loy b'dibro v'loy b'maisi. Gaiva does not necessarily mean that you actually act it out by saying something gaivadik, or actually doing a maise with action. Gaiva is even so subtle. Ach beliboy levadu mizgoy. Let's say a person who has gaiva in his heart, right? But with dibur he speaks with humility, right? And b'maise he acts with humility. But in his heart, in his mind, he thinks so great about himself, and he aggrandizes himself, and he keeps thinking how great he is, and so on and so forth. That also is gaiva. Okay, however, gaiva has madreigas. About it, worse than having, keeping it in your heart is doing something or speaking it, speaking with gaiva, speaking with arrogance, speaking with haughtiness. About it, that's worse. Or doing something, but even without dibur, even without the mice of gaiva, just having gaiva belev, he says, is gaiva, is called the teyevo. It's just the same as called the teyevo and it distanced Hashem. How do you know? Because same posik as before. What's the posik? Shenemar, the posik says, teyevo Hashem called gvalev. Doesn't say a person is a Balgaiva with a maisa necessarily. Doesn't say you're a Balgaiva bedibur necessarily. Kol gvalev, afila einloi gavhus ele belev, nikro teyevo. It's already called a teyevo. So far as we see, so far reaching is the midah meguna, as we see the consequences of being a Balgaiva. So now we go on. Om Rabbi Seinu, the kol mishayesh by gasa seruach, that any person who has gaiva is kilo oivet avoy dezoret. It's like he is Oyved Avodah Zarah. How do we know? Ksiv Hoche. One posik says, Fayavis Hashem called Gvalev, the posik we just quoted, called posik in Mishle. Uksiv Hosol, and then we have another posik. The other posik says, Leisovi Toyeva El Beisecho. That's referring to Avodah Zarah. Don't bring an abomination into your house. That's referring to Avodah Zarah. So we see there Toyeva and the word Toyeva over here by Gaiva. They share the same word. So Memele, so Chazal teach us that a person who is a Balgaive, right, is called a Mizgoi. A person who has Gaive is Kilo Oivet Avoid Zorah. Just a cute word that was said by the Rebbe of the Shach in the Sefer Chanukah Satoire. He says, the idea that Kol HaMizgoi or Kol Mishayesh Boi Gasa Saruach, as the Gemara says, as it's quoted, is Memele's Kilo Oivet Avoid Zorah. Do you remember on the Pasuk Nase Odom, plural, because Baruch Hu says, we will make man. And Rashi right away says, what do you mean we? There's only one creator. There's no plural, right? There's no shituf chas v'shalom. There's only one creator, one boirei olam. So what does it mean, nase odom? So Rashi is quick to add and say that the Torah wrote a lashon plural, nase odom, not chas v'shalom, there's two rabbeinu shel olam. That's kfirah. Nase odom means that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to teach us midas hanova. Kodesh Baruch Hu, as great as he is, decided to consult and take counsel from the Melochim, right, and have a meeting whether it's kedai to create man or not. And the Medrash tells us, as a matter of fact, it was a debate. You can imagine, it was a debate, sitting down there. There's some Lochim said, yes, man is Kedai to recreate, and some say he's not Kedai, and so on and so forth. So back and forth, obviously, ultimately, the decision was, and the psak was to create man. But Nasa Odom Loshin Rabim, what is Nasa Odom Loshin Rabim? To teach us Midas Anova. That a cotton should not, a godel should not hold back from sometimes even asking the opinion for somebody who is cotton a minute. Somebody who's not as great as he is. Because every person, right? Eitz Chochem Aloimed Mikolodom. You never know from whom you can learn something. So the Pasuk Nasa Odom, written Beloshin Rabim, right, the written Loshon Rabim is to teach us Midas Anova. Because why is it Loshon Rabim? To teach us the Midas Anova. Because Baruch Hu took counsel from the Malachim. Said the Sefer Chanukas HaTorah, the Rebbe of Heschel from Kruke, he was the Rebbe of the Shach. He said, but somebody is a Balgaiva, so he doesn't take the lesson of Midas Anova. So what does he do with the Pasuk Nasa Odom? Kipshutai Nasa Odom, there's two creators. That's Kfir, that's Avodah Zarah. So call Mishyejwe Gasa Saruach, the person who's a Balgaiva, is Kilo Eved Avodah Zarah. Because now he found the Pasuk Nasa Odom, Loshon Rabim. And the Teretz of Rashi doesn't apply. Because he doesn't go by the Teretz of Rashi. He doesn't learn Midas Anova. He has Gaiva. So what do you do with the Nasa Odom? Nasa Odom Kipshutai. Chaz V'Shalom Nasa Odom. Right? That is Chaz V'Shalom Shutif. So Mela, that becomes Avodah, becomes Avodah Zarah. But then it could also is when we say, when we talk about the person who has Gasa Saruach is Kilo Eved Avodah Zarah. The purpose of creating the world, of course, is to bring the presence of Hashem into the world. Because Baruch Hu creates the world. Purpose was, how do we bring the presence of Hashem into the world? Because Baruch Hu said, let's create a Mishkan. Build a Mishkan. And I will come down and I will rest there. And as Chazal have told us, the Alshach HaKadosh brings it, but it's really a Chazal, that B'soichoi Leinemar, it doesn't say, V'osuli Migdosh, and I will rest in the Migdosh. It says, B'soichom, I will rest among them. Which means, B'soich kol echot vechot. Which means that every Yid really, right, is capable of bringing the Shekhinah within his own heart. The Shekhinah is not to be confined in the Migdosh. But through the Migdosh, really, the Shekhinah comes down into this world. And the objective, the real Avodah is to bring the Shekhinah into the life of each and every person, each and every Yid. That is the Avodah. Because the truth is, when you have the Migdosh in this world, which in this world, every person is an Olam Koton, every person is a miniature world. So in the same way that there is a Migdosh or a Mishkan bringing down the Shekhinah into the world, every person who is a miniature world also has to have the Shekhinah within his miniature world. And that is Biliboy, that is within his heart. Now, if a person, Chaz V'Shalom, would bring a Tzelem into the Hechel, like we know in the Tanesim of Shev Oseh B'Tamas, there's five reasons, five tragedies happened in Shev Oseh B'Tamas, right? Among the, besides the fact that the Choyma was broken open, that the wall had been breached, right? That's what we fast in Shev Oseh B'Tamas. Apustmas Sorafas HaTorah, the Torah was burned, and a Tzelem was put into the Hechel, right? An image of Avodah Zarah. So what happens? So if you put Avodah Zarah into the Heichol, of course you drive out the Shekhinah. What do you mean? You have a rival? Yeah, you have a foreign deity bringing into the Mishkan, in the house of Hashem, you drive out the Shekhinah. If a person, Taki, brings into his heart Gaiva, he fills the Gaiva, then there's no room for the Shekhinah to be there. There's no room for the Shekhinah to be there. That's similar to Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah chases out the Shekhinah. Person's filled with Gaiva does not let the Shekhinah within his heart also. That's the Ke'ilu Oved Avodah Zarah, the same consequences. Bringing a Tzelem into the Heichel drives the Shekhinah out of the Mishkan, drives the Shekhinah out of the Beis HaMikdash. Gaiva also drives the Shekhinah out of yourself. So it does the same consequences as Ke'ilu Oved Avodah Zarah. But the Zarah drives away the Shekhinah, and Gaiva drives away, the Avodah Zarah drives away the Shekhinah from the Mikdash. And Gaiva drives out the Shekhinah from within your own heart. The Shekhinah says, I have no room. You're so filled full of yourself. There's no room for me over there. And then maybe you have driven out the Shekhinah just as well. And it doesn't end there. What else says the Or HaTzaddikim? There are some who say that Kilubo al kol harayis. That Gaiva is so serious that it is as if a person was involved in immoral relations. The chsiv, because by Arayas it says, ki es kol atayevus ho'el osu, right, all of the goyim that are being driven out of Eretz Yisrael, they have practiced these Arayas. So tayeva, again, Arayas is called tayeva. So gaiva, again, is kilobol kol Arayas. The Mashua points out, actually, Misach Tesoite, because the truth is, gaiva, we see, is called a ruach, gas ruach, gasas a ruach, which means that gaiva brings a ruach. Ruach is a spirit. A person has two spirits. The neshama, of course, is a ruach of kedusha, but there's also ruches of tumah. There are negative forces. There are ruches, right, which are impure spirits in the world. That's a whole world of evil out there. These are the two forces, the balance. This is the war between good and evil all the time. The ruach of kedusha fighting off and to wearing off the ruches of tumah. Gaiva is called gasas huruach.